We continue discussing the concept that was introduced in our Gemara and Daf Tezvav, Masechta Nedarim, of Dvarim Shemutarim V'Acherim Nagu Ba'Isser. And as we began in our previous year, to speak about specific minhagim that we find in Halacha and how the Paiskim view those minhagim. There are people that have a minig to stand by davening on the Yom Neroim throughout the entire davening. The Paiskim say, if somebody did so with the intention of this becoming a minig, that becomes a minig that he could only stop with HaTorah. It's considered a full-fledged minig. Similarly, there are people that have a minig to be up the entire night of Yom Kippur. Once he accepted upon himself, once somebody accepted upon himself such a minig, it too becomes a minig that cannot be stopped without HaTorah. However, the Matta Ephraim says that, let's say somebody not only accepted upon himself that he's going to stand during the davening on Yom Noroim, but that he's going to stand without even resting on something. That, now to begin leaning on something, is not considered a violation of the minig. There are people, the Rishonim already discuss such individuals, that there's a question. We in Chutz Laretz keep all Yom Tovim for 2 days because of Yontav Sheni Shagolius. And let's say somebody has accepted upon himself to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur because of Sveika the Yoima. Once he accepted upon himself, can he stop that? Some are so strict to say that this neder, this minig, is even if when the person accepted upon himself, as we discussed, the Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us that the smart thing to do is to accept these menhagim bli neder. Here, we don't have the option of saying bli neder, because it's so well grounded in halacha. However, most poskim, the Magen Avraham, the Matta Ephraim, and the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Mari Vayil that is Machmer. She says a very nice raya. He says, let's say somebody accepts, the Gemara teaches us, that let's say somebody accepts on himself that Eye Nazir Pachs Mishleim Shinyoim, I want to be a Nazir for less than 30 days, that is invalid, because there's a halacha of Ein Naziris Pachs Mishleishim Yoim. There is no Naziris for less than 30 days. Here too, this is a hard and fast rule of Sveika de Yoima, and it's not something that you can make conditions on. However, as I was saying, the Magen Avraham, the Matta Ephraim, Mishnah Berurah disagree, and they say that you can make a bili neder on this as well. Of course, everybody agrees that even if you can't say bli neder, you could be shoyel, you could have hataras nedarim on this neder. The minig ha'olam, the Taz already quotes the Sefer Chassidim that says that any mitzvah that a person has become accustomed to do, we should not take away. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah also paskins that once somebody has been appointed to be about tefillah on the Yom Neroim, to be about the Keah, the halacha is that this mitzvah should not be given to someone else. And one of the reasons the Prima Gadim suggests why is because, as we're explaining, the individual who has accepted upon himself this appointment It's like a minig toiv, and like it's a nether for him, and he therefore cannot stop from having that kibbutz. However, let's say this individual no longer lives in the neighborhood. He no longer davens in the shul. So the Paiskim say, the Piri Megadim says that he doesn't have to even be matan neder. And it goes back to a concept that we discussed in the previous year. The previous year we said that when somebody accepts a neder upon himself, these menhagim upon himself, that was only under the circumstances that were discussed. But in a situation where it was never, that was never the situation, where he never, where the circumstances change, let's say he moves away from the neighborhood, so then he wouldn't have to even be matan neder, and he doesn't, obviously, daven tefillah, he's not about tefillah, or he's not going to be about tekeya necessarily in his new neighborhood. The halacha is, the meaning of olam is, that machzis ha-shekel, we give machzis ha-shekel, Tainus Esther, Purim, Seicha to the machzis ha-shekel that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim teaches us, that the proper age for machzis ha-shekel is 20, because that was the age in the Beis HaMikdash at which machzis ha-shekel was given. If, however, somebody's father gave on behalf of a katan machzis ha-shekel even once, so the halacha becomes, the Magen Avraham paskins, that one has to give, the father has to continue giving machzis ha-shekel forever. And the Mishnah Brura paskins like that Mishnah Brura. It's actually based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Noisen Abba Chol Shona V'Shona, Ad Shiyagdol HaBen V'Yitein Halatzmai. However, the Paiskim here say that here, if the father one time gave on behalf of the child, on behalf of his son, and he said explicitly that he's giving this b'li neder, the halacha is that he doesn't, that it clearly did not become a neder. On the other hand, I saw that Rav Chaim Knievsky, in his Sefer Shekel HaKodesh on Hilchos Shkolim, wants to suggest that here maybe B'li Neder should not be effective. Because he says the father who's giving on behalf of his son, Machzis HaShekel, if he's going to say B'li Neder, so what's the point of this Machzis HaShekel? Machzis HaShekel, by definition, is something that we're obligated to give. And if we're obligated to give it, then he is b'toyres chinuch doing it for his son as well. And therefore, if he's saying b'li neder, it's sort of self-contradictory. But at the end, he says that since what we do b'zman hazeh is only zecher l'machzis ha-shekel, there may be room to be lenient. Particularly the money that's given b'zman hazeh, we know, is not given, unfortunately, to the Beis HaMikdash. There is no Beis HaMikdash. So it's given to tzedakah. And by tzedakah, as we have discussed already in a previous year, one could say b'li neder, so too would be the halacha here as well. The minig ha'olam is that if somebody on Erev Pesach, b'chayrim fast, And if somebody has a child who's a Bechor, so then the father, if he's not a Bechor, fasts instead of his child. And if the father is a Bechor, if the father is a Bechor as well, then many Paiskim say that the mother should fast. There are Paiskim that say that once the mother fasted and she intended to do so for her child until he becomes bar mitzvah, that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that is considered a neder and she has to continue doing so. If somebody has a minig that on Pesach he only eats shmura matzah, so there are those that suggest the prichadosh that we spoke about this in the previous year, that even Hatorah is not required. There are those that say that Hatorah is required, and as we quoted in the previous year, the Marshag explains, because where the prichadosh lived, the need to eat only shmura matzah, to be careful that the matzah, to be more concerned that the wheat might have become chametzdig, was a very minimum concern because it didn't rain in Egypt during the spring summer. We who live in countries where it rains all year round, and therefore the concern that the wheat became chametz is a much greater concern. So there, the minig of matzah shmura is much greater. There, many paiskim hold that if somebody wants to stop eating shmura matzah, it's considered a minig that he needs hatara. Again, very much in line with what we have been discussing, the Das Sofer, the Shalos Tshuvos Das Sofer, Or Chaim Siman Samach Vav, says that let's say somebody only eats shmura matzah, and it is his intention to continue doing so, but 1 year, for whatever special circumstances, he can't get shmura matzah, or whatever, he doesn't want to eat shmura matzah, but he intends to continue that minig as he has all the years. Such an individual, says the Das Sofer, doesn't even need hatara, because he's not really breaking his nether. It's just 1 year, circumstances changed. The Shari Tshuva says that if somebody has a minig not to eat gebrox, he has to, that's considered a nether, and he has to be matter nether. The question will be, and we'll discuss that in the coming shiur, there may be a difference if the minig was accepted by the person by himself versus if it's a family minig. If someone has a minig, a chumrah, that he always only ate at home on Pesach, food that was homemade on Pesach, and now it becomes difficult for him to follow that minig, and he wants to purchase food or eat elsewhere, that's perfectly fine. Because the only reason, then the Paiskim explained, because that minig was accepted, just because he wants to make sure the food that he's eating is kosher. So as long as he can be sure that the food that he's eating is kosher, even if he gets it elsewhere, it's not a problem. There's a very big discussion about the Menhagim by Sfira. We know that there are actually three primary Menhagim regarding taking haircuts in the Sfira. One is that the people begin from the beginning to Lag BaOmer, that those that begin Rosh Chodesh Iyar and go to Shavuos, and then there are those that don't take a haircut the entire Sfira. The Paiskim suggests that if someone has the minig to keep something throughout, to either the first minig from the beginning until Lag BaOmer, or the second minig. Those are considered full-fledged minhagim that you can't be matter. On the other hand, if somebody has a minig that he didn't shave, take a haircut, the entire sefira, that's a minig that you could have hataris. That's a minig that you could have hataris the dharma. If somebody has a minig that he goes to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, the halach is that he can't break such a minig without hataris the darum. That's considered a minig mitzvah. If somebody has a minig that he only eats, says the Shalos Tshuvos Shoyel Meshiv, he only eats glatt kosher meat, he could stop eating that meat. Now he wants to eat regular kosher meat, not glatt kosher meat. The Paiskim say that it certainly can't be stopped without HaTorah. There are some Paiskim that Masham wants to suggest that even HaTorah's Nedarim wouldn't help. And the reason he says that HaTorah's Nedarim wouldn't help is because this person obviously felt that any other meat is not kosher. And if it's not kosher, then Hataras Nadarim can't help, because Hataras Nadarim can't make something not kosher into kosher. If, however, when he accepted upon himself the minig, he said that I recognize that the other meat is kosher, I just want to have this chumrah, probably could be more lenient. If somebody had a minig, accepted upon himself a minig, that he always waits 6 hours after eating meat before he eats dairy, the Paiskim suggest that it could be that he can't even change that with a Hataras Nedarim. Why would this question be so significant? Because let's say there's a specific situation where he needs to eat. In other words, he wants to keep the minig of not eating dairy after meat for 6 hours. But there's a situation that came up that now he can't wait the 6 hours. Some Paiskim say that even under a unique situation that we've been discussing in our shiurim, that for one unique situation, if it's not going to change his standard, he could sometimes violate a minig. If this is not considered a minig, then he can't violate it even once. Because only by a minig do we have the sfara that we've been saying, that a minig was never accepted for unique circumstances. But if a hanhaga is considered a halacha, not a minig, then he can't violate it under any circumstances. The Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim, and it's safe for Havas Chesed. We gave a shiur on the subject, actually, in Masechta Ksubis. It says that if somebody is careful, and it's the appropriate thing to do, to only give, to take Maaser Ksofim, to take 10% off all the money he earns, before he begins doing so, he should make sure to say Bli Neder, because otherwise he now will be in the category of somebody who obligated himself to give tzedakah and stops, which has very significant repercussions. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that, and it's based on Gemaris in our Masechta, that if you designate that you're going to give Maaser Ksofim, you should always try to make sure that you don't designate it as tzedakah until it's actually ready to be given to the Ani. Because otherwise, once it's designated, certainly it now is stockered and you can't use it for any other purpose. And moreover, if it's designated for a specific Ani and you end up not giving it to that Ani, it also may lead to Shilus.